This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We're going to talk about the Atlanta Fair. Can't wait.
Super excited. I love a fair, you know, the cotton candy and the giant pretzels and all the rides. I mean, who doesn't love the fair?
That implies. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Becky Ward, a fun director with the Atlanta Fair. Becky, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
I got to give you a quick tip. I bet a lot of people don't know this, but cotton candy is gluten-free. Naturally. And cotton candy is only 25 calories per bag.
What?
People don't realize that cotton candy is actually spun and the air makes it that texture. So you're really eating about a teaspoon of sugar. And it's pure sugar.
There you go. It has really just become the low-calorie dessert.
It's the low-calorie fair item.
Wow.
And if you get the monster bag, you can put it in your freezer when you get home, and you can pull up sections of it throughout the year.
Okay. There I think we go. Need to shift the show and make it a fun Fairfax.
Yeah.
Ooh. I have a feeling
we'll
that
have her come back and do that.
I have a feeling that she could share with us a lot of interesting knowledge such as that. So, well, Becky, before we get into a conversation around the Atlanta Fair, very, very quickly, give us a quick run through of you and your background.
Well, I have been working with fairs and family entertainment, I'm scared to age myself, 25 years or so. But I mean, one of the great things that drew me to the fair industry is the community relations side of it. Because people forget what a fair was in the 1800s, early 1920s. The fair was a place to exhibit technology. It was a place to exhibit community wares. It was a place to promote businesses. And then, of course, there was the harvest agricultural side of it. But people don't realize that, for example, the light bulb was at first shown to public at a fair. And a little fun Atlanta fact is Piedmont Park was actually designed and created specifically for a fair. And And it was created for obviously community, but it was designed in the late 1800s to bring, after the Civil War, to bring industry and trade to the Southeast Atlanta. So the fair is obviously, we love the cotton candy and we love the carousels and the Ferris wheels and such things like that. But it is also a place where it can be for adults, grandparents, kiddies, of course, teenagers. But we do ask the teenagers come with an adult unless they're over the age of 16. But it is a place for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Gluten-free cotton candy. Get your facts.
Yes. Oh, gluten-free.
Here.
Okay.
Gluten-free
for
candy.
All the people looking for health facts.
Wow.
But yeah. But one of the things too is we are right now, we always do this on Valentine's Day. I'm sure everyone got their Google set there. But Valentine's Day is the birthday of Mr. Ferris, who invented the Ferris wheel, which was first displayed at a World's Fair. So every year, so mark your calendar for next year. Every year, we run a special from Valentine's Day to our opening day where we offer fair entrance fee for the same admission price as the admission to ride the very first Ferris wheel, which was, can anyone take a guess?
50 cents.
You're right. Exactly. Perfect. 50 cents. So you can buy a fair entrance fee. So mark your calendar for Valentine's Day next year. And from Valentine's Day to our opening day for 50 cents.
All right. I'm just going to sit back and let you guys talk Fairfax.
Fairfax. Well, tell us about this year's fair. What's new this year?
Well, this year we are very excited because we have added some new ride attractions. And we are also having an international day.
Ooh. Mm.
So we are partnering with some international medias. And we are on March 26th. We will be having a day with all kinds of activities for Latinos, the different Asian populations, Vietnamese, Korean, Chinese. And so it will be a very, very fun day. But we also have other activities such as our Reading for Rides program. So I don't know if you know this, but if you go to the AtlantaFair.com website, there's a link and it gives you all the information about Reading for Rides. So kids can, any age, they go and read any book. And then there's a link where they fill out just a simple book report. We call it a book report to make it educational-like, but it's really just, what did you think about the book? And then what you have on Reading for Rides Day, the kids can come, they get free admission, and they get a fair bookmark.
Cool.
So, yeah, so a lot of the fair activities are really geared to be educational, but they're also fun.
All right, I know how you and I can get into the fair now.
And
right.
Even though the fair might be, in March, at the end of February, March, all year long, we are looking for parents and community organizations to help us create new and exciting activities for the kids. So,
outstanding. All right. Becky, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Becky Ward, Fund Director for the Atlanta Fair.
So I know all the kids, old and young, listening to the show are wondering, what are some of the fun rides available this year?
Well, one of the bonuses for moms is no dinner that night. But the other bonus is that when you send your kids to the Midway, two loops around it is a full mile. So we have a half mile of rides.
Wow.
I mean, so that's an impressive array of attractions. So when you look at on the other bonus for moms is if you have carpool road rage, you are welcome to get in the bumper cars and battle it out with your kids. And if you have any other soccer moms or any other moms in your PTA that you want to battle against, it's always good to come with a group. But we also, so we have all the classics like bumper cars, Tilt-A-Whirls. But then we have a lot of the new, larger, modern attractions. And one of the great things is the tall rides. Not only do you get the thrill of either dropping or spinning or twirling or upside down, you get a beautiful sight of Turner Field as well as the Atlanta skyline. So
Ooh.
How many people can say they've seen the Atlanta skyline upside down?
Well, not many.
Well, check our Facebook page, because our Facebook page at facebook.com/Atlanta Fair, you will see lots of people posting pictures of downtown Atlanta skyline upside down.
There you go.
So then, but for the kiddies, and this is what is great for the kiddies, they can pretend they are race car drivers, which we all know that...
Most people in Atlanta do that anyway.
Well, yes, that is true. So they get to mimic their moms and dads, but also any fans that are on their way down to the NASCAR Speedway. It's a great family activity to wear your kids out before you get to the race, so or after. Or you can make it a full weekend, do race and fair. But the kids get to drive cars. We've got boats. We've even got a actual wave surf shack.
Really?
So the kids can try it out and see if they can surf. Yes. So they must hit the surf shack. But then you have your classics that everybody should do, and it's a perfect date night as well, is riding the carousel.
Mm-hmm.
Great selfie opportunity.
Right.
The other one is, of course, our giant Ferris wheel. Where our giant Ferris wheel is located in the fair park gives you a perfect skyline selfie photo of downtown.
Nice.
So you get everything from the Georgia Dome to our new dome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a great for dates or families, mom and dad who want to just get away from the kids, or grandparents who want to reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place just to go and do your silver sneakers walking.
I like
Grandparents
it.
Grandparents could take the grandkids for a fun outing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely true. We're running tight on time. So give us the specifics of the event. So where exactly is it located? How does the ticket pricing work and all that kind of stuff?
Well, you can always go to atlantafair.com for all your information. But we do also suggest before you head down to Turner Field that you check Facebook Atlanta Fair because of any weather closings.
Sure.
You know, March, it can be nutty. But basically, there's a fair entrance fee, and all kids under 42 inches tall are only a dollar.
Okay.
And then during the week, it's $3 on the Friday nights and Saturday matinee, and Sunday, $5. And then on Saturday night, it's $8. So,
and 6'3 and up is $1 too. No.
Yeah, it's all done by height. So we don't care how tall, how old you are, 42 inches and under.
Got it.
So then we can't get, so no disguises are required. But then you can purchase your midway ride tickets differently. But one of the things we haven't talked much about, so you have your midway ride tickets that you can either buy an unlimited armband, and there are half off on Thursday night coupons at Boost Mobile locations. So swing into a Boost Mobile location, and on Thursday night you can get a buy one, get one free coupon.
Nice.
And then we also have student offers. So always check Facebook and our website for to keep up to date with those offers. But one of the things we haven't talked too much about has been the games. And the midway games are a blast. We have water racers. We have the crazy ladder where you have to climb the crazy bendy ladder. We have, of course, your classics, balloon darts and those type of things. But if you're ever trying to show up your husband, great time is try the Target BB gun shooting range. Because you would be surprised, the women tend to shoot much better than the men.
I have a theory on that, but we won't go into that in this broadcast. So, all right. So all that information is all available on the website, which is, again, one more time.
AtlantaFair.com. And then our Facebook page is facebook.com/AtlantaFair.
Okay. And the fair is running from February 24th through April 2nd, right?
Right. We're open daily, February 24th through April 2nd.
And anything we should expect as this thing nears the end? Any grand finales we should be aware of?
Oh, grand finales. Well, our grand finale is we prepare for next year.
Mm.
So something that a little side fact is the Atlanta Fair is one of Atlanta's longest running events.
Wow. I would have
continuously
that.
Running events. It was actually started after a couple of the partners were actually a part of featured in the movie Smokey and the Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
So when they saw it being filmed at the old fairgrounds, they said, hey, let's see if we can restart it up at the
That's
the stadium.
Cool.
All right, Becky, one last time, the website to get all the information.
AtlantaFair.com. And then you can also check our Facebook page at facebook.com/AtlantaFair.
Becky Ward, Fund Director for the Atlanta Fair. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Well, thank you both, Carol and Todd.
Absolutely.
Our pleasure. All right, all the time we have for today. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Becky Ward, my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.